Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I am your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is about a negative aspect to awareness. What did I just say? Did the mantra man of stay aware, stay safe just say there's a possible downside to being aware of your surroundings? I'm going to get a little zen in this episode, so please bear with me. As your awareness of your surroundings grows, you need to be conscious of one critical thing. You're playing at a different level than 99% of the rest of the world. You recognize that most of the world is asleep and you are awake. When you're awake, you carry yourself differently. You move differently. You react differently. 99% of the world will never notice the change. However, to another aware person, you shine like a beacon in the dark. This happens to me all the time. I can walk into a store and pick out the undercover security without trying. The other side is that they pick me out as well. I get tailed by security, uniform, and plain clothes all the time. I don't take it personally, and I'm very careful how I act so that there is no misunderstanding. These guys have no idea who I am, and they can sense there's something different about me, so they keep a close eye on me. Jim Wagner calls this a cop vibe, and ever since I was old enough to grow facial hair, people have accused me or just assumed that I was law enforcement. I've never been law enforcement, although I do have a strong military background. The other side is that the criminal element will also see this difference. And this can work for you and against you, depending upon the circumstances. In some instances, it will act as a deterrent to attacks or crimes around you. The crooks will see you and say, "He's a cop, let's go someplace else." In other instances, they'll see you and say, "He's a cop, let's get him." Or even, "He's a cop, take him down first." Wolves see other wolves, and if they determine that you are a threat, they might try to eliminate you. I recently read an article by the U.S. Concealed Carry Association where an aware citizen was walking through a bad neighborhood, and because of his awareness, he was targeted by thugs thinking he was law enforcement. He gave off that cop vibe. Jim recommends suppressing your cop vibe, but in all honesty, I haven't been able to figure out how to do that yet. So as you develop your awareness, be conscious that other people will see you and see you differently. Your heightened awareness can get you both out of and even into trouble. The good news is that it will help you avoid complications the vast majority of the time. Just remember that nothing is ever 100%. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, yes and truly, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.